All right, so as I'm recording this, I've kind of scrapped it and restarted about a dozen times over the course of the week. Mostly because I don't know how to go about it. It doesn't feel like it's the right way to approach it, so I'm going to try and do my best to do this all in one take and give the most authentic way about how I feel about it all. So, as everyone's aware, our nation's in a state of divide. Everyone's split apart. And while the Black Lives Matter movement has been going for the past 7 years, there's been a tipping point in our country. Death of George Floyd, his murder was the wake-up call for our country, and all across our nation, people are standing in union against hate. This past month, on the 30th, last Saturday, there was a peaceful protest held in memory of George Floyd, and all people lost police brutality. It was held at the Park Strip on 9th Avenue and at the REI parking lot at the Sears Mall. The protest at 9th at the Park Strip started at noon on Saturday, May 30th. When I approached it, I could already hear from across the Park Strip the people chanting,
"George Floyd!
Say his name!
George Floyd!
Say his name!
George Floyd!
Say his name!"
Today would be a very emotional day. It was also around this time some of the first speeches started.
Black, and that's not what it is. We all have very different lineages and heritage. Just because you're black, that don't mean you got my story. About what the history is, why this is happening, why we are marked, because we are different land, and people just not want to face that.
Tell the whole story. It's the best parts of it that you know. This is a line being drawn, and we are producing black people, American indigenous American descendants of slaves.
After this, the crowd then began to march through downtown. I followed it for a while, but then I decided it'd be best to start heading towards the REA parking lot and get set up and ready for the rest of the day. By the time I got to the RE parking lot, the scene was already set up, and there's people all over. There was people stretching all the way from the parking lot all the way to the very end, and even spinning across the entire Sears Mall parking lot. The entire place was packed, and there's so many people, some people just decided to stay in their cars. During this time, a lot of the main speakers also began. The following is going to be some snippets and excerpts from their speeches.
Yes, we need to address everything that's wrong in our land. But this is the time to see that the lives of George Floyd, the lives of Ahmaud Arbery, the lives of the Taylor lady, that they don't go for nothing. That they don't go for nothing. They need to count.
That's right.
And they count when we rise up to make a difference.
George Floyd, we stand here as Asians, part of the community, to acknowledge, take accountability, and call out the racism and anti-blackness that is rampant in Asian communities. If we want to talk about the harm to Asian communities during COVID, we must discuss the harm to black communities too.
Father, we don't even believe in you, oh Father, we believe in money. And even our money says, in God we trust. So God, we thank you right now for being at the center and the head of this organized body.
We simply can't take no more. 187 years of Popo kicking down the door. Do you really need an earthquake to let you know you're in a police state? Every summer down goes another black man. I cried for weeks over Sandra Bland.
In fact, this country was founded on injustice and oppression. So for us to be successful, for our society to get rid of this sickness, to get rid of this virus, for our society to be well, for our society to shed its original sin of oppression.
The protesters then began to spread out farther and farther, and they began to spread their protests to the sidewalks along the main roads. From here, everyone began to wave their signs, do their chants. After a certain point, people even went to taking to the streets to walking down lanes of traffic. They moved accordingly with how traffic was, so that they wouldn't disrupt the flow of everything too much, but You could tell people were genuinely out there trying to be heard.
My name is Deborah, and I don't understand how this can still be going on. It's people are people and in 2020. Like, it's just, I can't even think about how to speak peace other than the fact that it's just ridiculous that we need to.
I think it's important to be out here, and even if you feel like it's not your place, it is your place, and it's time to speak up for everyone.
Cesarella, and I gotta say, this is an incredible showing of Anchorage and what it means to stand in solidarity with folks. It's been amazing seeing the number of young people out here advocating and expressing their thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and coming together in a unified message.
But I want everybody to realize the reason why we're here, man. We tired of dying and we tired of the oppression, man.
And I'm here because black lives do matter. All lives don't matter until black lives matter.
Everything hurts. And I'm afraid I'm not enough to help. We all have voices together. We have voices. This is my voice. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
I feel like there should be a couple of black cops in the community to help the brothers out that's in there.
Isn't even the black cops doing the same?
That's what I'm saying.
The
they're doing
stuff
the same
too.
It don't matter. That's what I'm saying. All lives matter. All lives matter.
Like you a cop, you just get that power. Does that power get to your head?
That's what I'm saying. But come at the end of the day, all lives matter. And you just got to watch over each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to watch over each other.
All right.
They all honked and supported, and a lot of people reached out of their car windows to shake people's hands and give hugs. It was, to say uplifting would be an understatement of it. What I took from this was, the movement isn't grounded in just hate or prejudice. Its roots come from years of systemic oppression. People don't want destruction or pain. People just want to go to sleep knowing they can live their lives, knowing they can walk to school, or that they can drive home from work, or they can get to live through another day without fear of being gunned down. To have the same chance for the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I hope that their voice gets heard. And while my story may not be able to cover all of it, I hope it covers at least a bit of it, or enough to be heard. I decided rather than closing this story on something powerful and riveting, but to instead close it on the power of silence. At a point in the protest, there was a moment of silence for all the lives lost. During this, a song was played. You're about to hear the song, Strange Fruit.